This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, time for us to bring in a talk menagerie. I don't know how these folks participating with me as a review of the Talk Radio Countdown, how many like being referred to as a member of the menagerie, but we have an esteemed panel here, as is normally the case when we take an hour to review the stories as researched by the folks at Talkers Magazine. The Talk Countdown has 10 stories every week, 52 weeks out of the year, as set forth by the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, which is the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, that sort of thing, and then the people on the list as well. So joining us today is Joe Crummy, who has an excellent broadcast background. Also, you can check out his podcast, Evil Thoughts, at iTunes or wherever you can find other really despicable human beings doing podcasts. That's where you find Joe stuff.
Thank you for that.
Rachel McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington.
Howdy.
And Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV show to add her expertise and opinions. And I've also invited Alan Stock, who's a broadcaster that I have known. I don't even remember when the first time. Do you remember when we met for the first time?
I don't know. Oh, it's been, what, 20-some-odd years?
At least.
Maybe at least 25 years.
At least, yeah. And you've always been in Las Vegas.
Age, you know, so. Yeah.
I think I got you beat, pal, on that one.
Yeah, probably.
You've been in Las Vegas on the radio for a long time.
This is my 19th year here, yeah.
19th year, okay. So you do the afternoon show at KXNT, which is the talk station in Las Vegas. I guess I'm going to leave it to you. You've talked about this all week long. I know, I'm sure, that there have been many questions. You've had firsthand experience. The first thing I remember, you know, I've been there a lot of times, and I was thinking about where the venue is, and when I saw that he was trying to shoot out the fuel tanks across the street. Most people, I'm not sure, are aware the airport's right across the street, and the
right.
and the tank farm for the fuel for the planes is right there. And so he was taking shots apparently, and a couple of them hit the tank. Didn't I see that? One of the tanks?
That was a misconception, actually. The tanks are out there, and yes, a couple of the shots or ricochets did hit the tanks, but he was not really aiming at that. They determined that he was aiming at the people down on the concert.
Right.
So the couple of ricochets that hit the tanks were like more of a mistake. I know initially people thought maybe he was going after to blow up the tank. That
right.
was probably not the case.
All right. So as a longtime host, familiar, your studio is not in the city itself, but not close, not far. It's fairly close in.
Right.
When you first heard this was going on, did you get in your car and drive to the station? What was the first reaction you had?
Now, we were watching some show on HBO or something, and I turned on the news about 10 after 10, our time, and we saw this pandemonium going on, chaos, and I watched it for about 3-4 minutes. I got the idea immediately what was going on. Contacted my program director, Andy Vieira, my producer, Mark.
God love Andy. My God, I've... tell him I said hello, will you?
I will do that. And Mark Benin, my producer, and we all agreed instantly to go in. We knew this was something that had to happen now.
Yeah.
So we all met there within 10 minutes, and we got on the air straight from 11 p.m., a little before 11, until 9 the next morning straight.
Wow. And what sort of things were going on? As far as you had all the description, everybody's heard the description, they know the story. I'm kind of wanting to dig into what was going on with you and the sorts of things that you could do and you could say in all those hours on the air. You were on 10 hours straight, so what were you fielding calls from people? What were you doing?
Yeah, I was, and it was it is the biggest marathon I've ever gone through. Mm-hmm. And here's the irony. Our TVs were all out also. All the TVs were out. So
we at the
had
station?
No TVs. Our TV and throughout the entire company,
really?
They were out there. which was actually a blessing in disguise, because instead of going along with what other people were saying and even at times reporting some misinformation, we had to rely on the internet and phone calls from people that were our eyes and ears out in the community, which we did get. I had a couple of, you know, chilling calls. One was at about 2 in the morning, and it was from a gal who said that she had just come from there. She was semi-hysterical. She had been there and watched people being shot and dropping. She and another person took two of the people who were bleeding, wrapped some of their clothing around them, put them in her car. There were six in total in her car, and she drove out to be able to drive them to a hospital so they could get cared for and to save their lives. And then afterwards, and she had obviously been listening to us, as afterwards she called and let us know what had gone on. And she was really beside herself in a lot of ways, but she had enough together to be able to describe what was happening. And I have no idea who she was, but it was an incredible call. I know they used it on the news and everything. About 2:30 in the morning, I got a call from a physician who had been back and forth between two hospitals, letting us know that the ORs were filling up big time, and they needed blood badly. They were running out of blood, especially O negative, and asking people please to come down. And it was within a half hour to an hour after that that people began lining up middle of the night around the block trying to get blood at all these various locations, so much so that they had to actually give them reservations for the next day and the next day, because the outpouring of intent to be able to help out was absolutely tremendous. I just want to say this, absolutely. I've been privileged to work in some great markets, San Francisco, San Diego, Sacramento, some great, great market. This community, every time something has happened here and they needed people to come on out, people pour out here. This is the, in my opinion, is the greatest community that I've ever worked in and I could ever live in.
So, let's pause for a second here. I want everybody who's in the room with us, our virtual room, to have an opportunity to chat with you, too, about things that are not, you know, we can look at the headlines, we can watch the same old CNN video over and over and over again, but this story goes deep. A couple of times this week I've told stories about the people I consider to be heroes, and they were both in the military. One guy got that pickup truck, you know that story, grabbed a pickup truck and loaded it up with people, brought it to the hospital a couple of times, and then another guy...
Three times.
Yeah. And then another soldier jumped on top of a woman to keep her from getting killed and covered her eyes so she wouldn't see all the horror, and then took her out to safety and went back in to get some more people. There must be a ton of stories like that. Let's see if we can get to them. Hold on a second. Alan Stock from KXNT in Las Vegas is on our review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Casino games are going high-tech. Just ask Jackpot Digital, the makers of Jackpot Blitz, a touchscreen, dealerless poker table.
Real games are multi-community games like Texas Hold'em or Omaha or Seven Card Stud. And then while you're sitting out a hand or while you're waiting for a game to start, you can play side games. So you can open up a screen where you're sitting. You can play blackjack. You can play baccarat. You can bet on a horse. You can order food, drinks, all sorts of things. The table also tracks and comps you based on your table play. It gives you all the Vegas benefits and then some.
Once again, that was Jay Kalpakian, CEO of Jackpot Digital, the makers of the Jackpot Blitz Casino Gaming Table. You can learn more and see videos of the product at jackpotdigital.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
17 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, here with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Joe Crummy, the presence of Alan Stock, who's a great radio host in Las Vegas, has been there at KXNT for a long time. I don't know whether it wasn't on top of mind, Alan, or what, but there's a policeman that actually, was he killed there that night, or did he die as a result of injuries?
He was killed that night.
He was. Yeah.
And they had a memorial for him, as a matter of fact, that a ton of people turned out for.
Yeah. What's the mood in Las Vegas at the moment? What does it feel like to drive down the Strip?
Well, I haven't driven down the Strip. I have not been down the Strip since this happened. I've driven around it. I've had other things I've had to do, but I haven't driven down there. And what I see on TV, I mean, there are probably, you know, millions of media here. You have to understand something else. Media came here in droves because, are you ready for this one? Because O.J. Simpson was being released from Lovelock, and he was coming down to Las Vegas in anticipation of, you know, maybe going to Florida or staying here or whatever the case is. But media was here. Oh, let's cover O.J. Matter of fact, I got an invitation from some big radio station in Australia to come on the air and talk about O.J. By the time we got on the air, he was like way in the back. I mean, you know, this was the main issue, and they wanted to talk about kneeling at football and stuff like that. But he got lost in the shuffle, which is just as well. But we had so many people here from media for that. Now they've stayed here around the country, so we're seeing, you know, trucks from everywhere you can imagine.
Yeah, Victoria, you have a question for Alan?
Not specifically, but go ahead,
Joe. Yeah,
I've got one. Yeah. Hi, Alan.
Hey, Joe.
What was the breakdown? I know this is just a crummy thing to even ask, but what was the breakdown on those who were murdered by this guy, and then those who were trampled? I heard that you create all this chaos. Was there a breakdown on those numbers? Because I think some people
got hurt
because everybody panicked, which is totally understandable. I'm kind of curious. Do you know the breakdown?
There were some people that were stepped on everything. I think the overwhelming majority of the folks were shot and killed by this guy. I haven't heard of any folks that were actually died as a result of being trampled. While that did happen, you had people also falling on others purposely to shield them. A story of one wife shielding her husband who was shot. She got on top of him. The heroism that came out of this thing. You know, the interesting thing is the first responders were fantastic, and as a matter of fact, we are honoring the first responders at our Veterans Day Parade this year. We're focusing on them, local first responders. But there were a lot of people who were there as concert goers. A lot ran, which they should do, but a lot said, I can't do that. And they kept doing, like this, the guy with the truck that he took. He didn't just take 16 people in a truck to the hospital. He came back again. And then again, so three times he came into what he could have perceived as the fire. Now, don't forget the fire was only lasting about 11 minutes, but people didn't know that. And the pandemonium suggested maybe this was an ongoing or continuing situation. But these people came back into the fire and what they thought was fire instead of running from it. And so the heroes that night, I can't begin to tell you, amazing.
Alan, stay with us if you would, please. Alan Stock with us on the team here. Talk Radio Review at 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. The charts for the week of October the 2nd to the 6th. As you can imagine, the number one item on the list of the top 10, the Las Vegas concert massacre, the continuing discussion of guns, and the NRA saying maybe we need to change What are those things that make it rapid
bump
fire?
Stocks.
Bucks. Yeah, but
bump,
whatever.
Stocks.
Yeah, bump. Thank you, Reggie. I know lots about guns, you can tell. All right. Meanwhile, Alan Stock from radio station KXNT, who's been working on this all week long. How long does something like this last? I mean, that may sound like a foolish question, but how long can you keep the audience interested? Right now, Las Vegas is just nothing but this. But is there anything new? Or is it? Has it gone to the point where now it's time to talk about a few other things when you go on the air this afternoon?
Absolutely, totally impossible. Yesterday I was on the air from 3 to 6, and I had every line lit for 3 solid hours, people just talking about all of this. And I had a friend of mine in the studio with me, Bill Stojak, who's head of the Veterans Day Parade that we have here every year. Second largest Veterans Day Parade in the nation, by the way, right here in Las Vegas. And he was with me. He's spent many years in the military, all the way from Vietnam and forward. And we had lines lit for every line lit for three hours. And I suspect we will today, too. We'll be talking about today. The question I'm going to ask, and I think it's an interesting way to end the week, is what should be done as a permanent memorial to the fallen from this tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Richie, you had a question for Alan.
Alan, what about, I mean, you're a tourist town. You guys are all about hospitality. Mm-hmm. So what does the town look like? I mean, I think everybody here has been there, and we know what it's 24 hours a day. People are playing the slots. They're walking down up and down the sidewalks and the strip, the whole thing. But what does it look like the last couple of days, and how are the tourists reacting to this?
You know, that is a very salient question, because I go back to, believe it or not, November 22nd, 1963, when John Kennedy is shot and the whole country is in shock, and you would expect people, and then I was in high school, people walking around, you know, like zombies at the time, going, we don't believe this, and yet a lot of people stayed in the casinos playing the slots, and, you know, I mean, this is how it was. People came here to rest and recreate. People were downtown, which is not the the Strip. People are downtown, actually, you know, gambling and doing their thing without seemingly, you know, taking notice to a lot of this stuff. So that's what's happening here. What is also happening here is this, and everyone has to understand, this is a game changer, and you'll see this in the days and weeks ahead, big time. It's a game changer. People have said, as I've talked about throughout the week, the things they're going to have to start doing, and some people have said, if you do these things, it's going to change the whole tone of what Las Vegas is about. When you go from now on, eventually, where they're going to do this, into your hotel room, not the casino or a restaurant, but you go to the hotel room, they're eventually going to have to have TSA type of X-ray machines to check everything that goes up into the elevator. Exactly. Some people thought that would be intrusive. It will be to a degree. People got used to it with the TSA in airports. They'll get used to it not only here in Las Vegas at casinos, but this is going to become a norm throughout the entire country, because this guy did look at places in Chicago and Boston and elsewhere. So this is not just, you know, something that's particular to Las Vegas. We are going to have to set that kind of a tone. In terms of casinos here, you're going to see people walking around with dogs, bomb-sniffing dogs. Very nice little dogs and people, you know, just easy going through the casino. We're going to have to get used to a new norm, and that's because this whole thing has been a game changer.
Alan, thank you. Alan Stock, revered host KXNT in the afternoon in Las Vegas, telling the story of how he has covered and talked about this on his radio program this past week. Alan, thanks again. 28 past the hour.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Back into the News Talk Radio fold as we continue our weekly tradition of overviewing the big stories. When I say we, I mean Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, his podcast Evil Thoughts at iTunes, Rich McFadden, and our thanks to Alan Stock from KXNT to tell that story. He's a great example, frankly, of the best of the traditional news talk radio world. He really is. He's been around for a while. He gets it. You know, in a way, although, Joe, you're not really the traditional host.
You never were, but you
do speak to the best, I think, of what that world is all about. And even though you're obviously difficult to work with because you're a great host on the air, but you
top evil
manager must be the same as me. I couldn't work for these guys.
I know. I'm so glad to be doing the podcast.
There's no way in the world that I would survive. Rich would be the first to tell you that.
I know.
environment. Interesting, just as a little bit of gossip before we get back into the issues of the week, the top earning radio talk people listed by Forbes magazine this week. Howard Stern on top of the list with $90 million last year. Limbaugh in second place making $84 million last year. Ryan Seacrest. I don't know, you'd call him a talk show host, I guess, in a manner of speaking. If you listen to his show, I know the American Top 40 thing is not talk, but most of the show that he does that is local in Los Angeles and then sort of syndicated through the country, interviews and conversation with the stars, that sort of thing. Not much music there. Anyway, he got, I think, $58 million last year. Sean made $36 million last year. And Glenn Beck made $10 million. Man, is his whole world falling apart? We'd all be happy to have $10 million a year.
in our bank account. But that guy was making 30, 40 million. But he was doing great. But his personality got in the way of him.
He could almost not handle it all. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Uh-uh. Okay. So meanwhile, back at the countdown, research provided by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. I'll go through. There are a couple of these that we probably ought to spend a little bit of time on. Most of them don't hold a candle to the Las Vegas situation. What's going on in the sports world, usually at the tail end of the countdown, whether it be Major League Baseball, the NFL, playoffs, all that stuff. Then the situation with Spain and Catalonia, I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Catalonia.
What do you know about that, Victoria?
It's that very historic region that includes Barcelona, and I have never been to Spain. I've always wanted to go, but the history of the culture and the food and the architecture and all those things, they definitely consider themselves, like, if you're from Venice, you're a Venetian. You're not an Italian.
Right.
So it's very similar in that sense from everything that I've read.
Milan
and seen online.
Genoa were the same way. You're Milan, yeah, it's very interesting, yeah.
So they really they really do consider themselves already a separate entity, and this vote to separate officially from Spain, it's crazy, and the chaos that's ensued, this is going to be going on for a long time, I think.
It's akin to the UK and the split from Brexit, in a manner of speaking, which is, the UK is facing a lot of setbacks, because financial setbacks, because of Brexit, and they don't seem to be intent on changing it. A lot of people think it ought to be changed, but it'll be interesting. Credit at Moody's for the UK is down because of the things that will happen that will change as a result of getting out of the EU. Those of us who remember what it was like before there was an EU wonder what the big deal is, because everything functioned quite well back before the EU.
People don't want to be ruled by some kind of a huge, massive organization.
No.
They don't want world government, and this is the kind of stuff you see when you have a European Union, and we want out.
Yep. We'll have a few of those before. I bet you in my lifetime California would try to secede from the United States. What do you bet?
Aren't they already petitioning for that?
I think we're not going anywhere. I hate to bum you guys out.
Joe lives in Los Angeles. I am a part-time Angelian, and that is... there's a wonderful.
You people
love
are a little crazy,
but they
we are crazy. Crazy. If anybody's going anywhere, it's Texas. We know that.
Yeah, all right, okay.
They're out first.
Or Vermont.
Texas, you're out. All right.
A couple of more storms, and they will be out. Actually. So, meanwhile, back to the list here: Iran and the nuclear deal number 7, a 20-week abortion ban bill. I don't have an update on that. Do you, Victoria? I go back to you, but
I don't have any updates, except that's, I think that's, was it the senator who paid off his girl or wanted his girlfriend to get the abortion?
That was
what
a
was
congressman.
That? Congressman.
By the way, he resigned.
He supports
this,
Right, yeah, he resigned, sure he is, but he's been a big supporter of this bill.
Okay.
Hypocrisy.
What do we do about Puerto Rico? Does Puerto Rico become the 51st state?
Yep.
Is that the only way this
sure
gets fixed?
Either that or we sell it to China.
If we let them go, what's the difference? What Puerto Rico would be is without the United States is Haiti. That's what it's going to be.
Pretty much.
Well, here's the thing that most people didn't know until all this brouhaha and the devastation. 80% of the drugs that are sold legally from the pharma, big pharma, are made in Puerto Rico. Did you know that?
No.
There are about 84, 85 plants spread around Puerto Rico, where drugs are manufactured by Pfizer and all the other big drug companies. The labor's cheap there.
Right there alone, that's the answer, and Rich might be correct that that's...
We need Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico's not going anywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not going to China.
No. All right, next. Russian investigation, blah, 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 blah. North Korean threats, blah, 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 blah. Okay, number two...
Hey, you know what? It's one interesting point about this Russian investigation thing.
Yeah.
This software, hacker software that people use, or
a spy software that people
learn. Yeah, Snowden created, you mean?
Kaspersky or something?
Kaspersky is a Russian company.
They won't use it now in the U.S. government. Yeah.
That is supposed to be.
Who thought it was a good idea to use a Russian-made spyware software on their government computers? Oh, what government employee went, well, this one obviously seems to be the best one for us to use here at the State Department?
Yeah. Yeah. How many morons are there? How many morons does it take to change a light bulb? But I remember when Kaspersky, I was friends with a woman in San Francisco a number of years ago, I think 14, 15 years ago. She represented, as Kaspersky just started coming in this country, she represented them in California. And the way she described me, what did I know then? You can tell by listening to me now, I don't know anything. So I knew even less then. But how fabulous it was, and it would protect better than Norton and better than whatever else. What are the other companies that do that besides Norton? McAfee. Yeah, they're no good. We're the best. So apparently she convinced enough people.
Well, McAfee's crazy, but at least he's an American.
Yeah, crazy American.
You know, Doug, you have a girl in every port.
Friendship.
Careful, you might get him in trouble.
I pay attention to you.
Friendship.
Somehow I hear the song Brandy playing in the background right now.
43 minutes after the hour. Let's talk about my pillow, your pillow, our pillow. We all have our new pillows. The thing that is most interesting about going to the MyPillow website, when you go there and use the code DJV, you can take advantage of all the work that Mike Lindell has done over the years. Here's a guy that was a worker bee, and he never, when he woke up to go to work in the morning, he didn't feel good. He didn't feel like he got a good night's rest. He didn't feel like it was a worthwhile enterprise to go to bed. Why go to bed if you don't get a good night's rest? Just stay up and do stuff. So he was determined, because he couldn't find a pillow he liked, to make one on his own. And he did. And now, years later, you have the results. My Pillow, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. I think that, I don't remember whether you had one from the old days, Richie, or not.
I do. I have one. I was just thinking about it. I was sleeping with it last night.
Yep. And Victoria's got hers. Mm-hmm. And Joe doesn't sleep, so he's not getting one. But
I never go to bed. I'm evil 24/7.
Yes, right. Always evil. So Mike Lindell, anyway, the CEO of My Pillow, has an interesting philosophy about offering people something that's really good. What about this is an American concept? Let's make something in America that's really good that people will like, and I'll stand behind it. What a concept! And so that's what happens with MyPillow.com. You can buy at 50% off two full-size pillows, two travel pillows. Yep, if you use the code DJV at MyPillow.com, you get 50% off. You also, when you go around there, tons of other things that are great for your bed and your bedroom. They even have a dog pillow, Richie. A pillow
that I didn't know.
For your pets. Yes, they do. All kinds of cotton luxury sheets you can find. Again, go.
Well, I can tell you my dog loves my pillow.
I'm sure. Yeah. All right, so MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, 50% off the four-pillow pack. Take advantage of it right now while you're thinking about it. Get new pillows. Every year you need to get new pillows. Get your new pillows from MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the best deal. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a review. So you actually have the list. We do a lot of gabbing around the list, or sometimes you spend a lot of time on the top two or three items and don't, for obvious reasons, spend a lot of time on some of these items because they may have been talked to death, such as the case at number 10 and number 9. A lot of conversation about this reporter and the incident that took place in the NFL and the MLB, all the protests and the playoffs, you know, that stuff. You get the drift. Number 8, a split between Spain and one of its regions, Catalonia. Interesting conversation there, but kind of get lost in the hubbub about the Las Vegas concert. Pretty much everything else did, too, like the 20-week abortion ban is number 6. Number 5 is the Puerto Rican situation. Number 4, Russian investigation. Number 3, the usual from North Korea. Donald Trump and Rex Tillerson, their relationship. Number 2, and the concert in Las Vegas. Number 1 on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second, decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
BlueStar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had BlueStar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried BlueStar.
BlueStar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the BlueStar in the first aid section. Feel BlueStar work fast or your money back.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipford from Today's Homeowner, right in the middle of a kitchen facelift. Let me show you what we're doing to a door. Old door, we're changing it to a shaker-style door by simply using some Titebond original wood glue, a few wood strips, a little caulk and putty and paint. This thing is going to look fantastic. We'll be hanging these doors later today. You're ready to save some money around your house? Well, your windows may be allowing that cold air to sneak in. Believe it or not, there's actually a barrier here. It's duct Brand Max Window Insulator Kit. Very easy to install, and you're able to block out that cold air. Another thing you might not think about is installing the insulation in your attic. Mineral wool insulation from Roxel is so easy to cut with a bread knife, put an extra layer of protection in your attic, and not only will it save you money during the winter, also all summer long as well. It's mildew resistant, mold resistant, fire resistant, termite resistant. Great way to go, and you can find out more information at todayshomeowner.com.
People and the people list from the Talkers magazine, Talkers.com, Home Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and the list. Plus the stories, you can go online to Talkers.com and read the stories like this week, the highest paid talk radio personalities. Find out about what's going on at some of the shows. At number 10 on the people list, Cam Newton. Number 9, Colin Kaepernick. Number 8, James Mattis. Tim Murphy is number 7. Carmen Yulin Cruz, number 6. Paul Manafort in the number 5 position. Kim Jong-un, number 4. Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State, number 3. Stephen Paddock, that murdering bastard from Las Vegas, number 2. And Donald Trump is at the top of the list, as you might imagine, although I bet it was pretty tight between Paddock and Trump in terms of what would be on top of the list this week for different reasons. There it is. That now gives you the information and the wisdom of the ages. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, 46 past the hour. Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, the Las Vegas conversation we've had already, but we haven't talked about Trump and Tillerson, or Trump and his relationship with the people that work for him and around him. I thought it was interesting. Tillerson said, the guy's a moron. He hasn't denied that yet, has he? No, he hasn't denied it.
No, I don't think he
did. I am becoming a fan of Rex Tillerson, not because of the moron comment, but because he just doesn't care. He doesn't care if there's bad press about him. Well, he doesn't care if the president, you know, he has a strong opinion, a strong stance on how to do his job, and that's it. I mean, he acts like a real CEO. No one is telling him what to do.
He ran the biggest oil company in the world for 18 years.
I guess that real CEO is compared to Trump, who's sort of a fake CEO. So, I think Tillerson's been doing a great job.
Well, that's because he's taking shots. You don't like Trump's...
No, that's not it, Doug. I have an opinion based on the performance that I think Rex Tillerson has done. I think he has done a really good job in a really difficult situation.
Let me tell you something, though. Being the CEO of Exxon and buying New York real estate are two totally different things.
Of course. Yep.
All right. So, Joe, you're a big Trump fan. What's the business here with Tillerson and Trump? Are they really at it, or is this showtime?
Well, you know, if Tillerson was really unhappy, I would think he'd be gone. Vis-a-vis what Victoria just said, if he's really that unhappy, I was talking about it on the Evil Thoughts podcast. He didn't deny it. Victoria's right.
You did.
He didn't deny it. But so what? I mean, a lot of people call me a moron.
Right.
And I look
some
at
of the things
it
I said about
as,
you
as a term of endearment. I don't have a problem with that. And you're a moron too. Hey, moron. You're a moron too. I do think that if Tillerson Morrison was really unhappy he'd be gone. A statement that he read was obviously written by the White House. He decided to do it, and he wants to patch it up with the president. I think they're a great team, and I think the media wants to make a big deal about it. I don't care.
Well, you're right about the media.
I think Tillerson genuinely cares about our country, and these are the reasons that I do like him. I think he is fed up with the job, but I think his patriotism and his common sense is going to keep him in the job.
Well, Victoria, would you vote for him for president?
I might.
Tillerson. Yeah. I thought that, and I said this at the beginning, looking at Trump's record of managing people,
it's terrible.
They don't perform, if they don't perform soon, they're out. And I figure a lot of these people that are in the cabinet are going to be gonzo. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being here on our panel. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Rolling into Tech Talk time and our end-of-week overview of the top five items for your consideration. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here. We go from number five to number one, the tech stories of the week that will have the most impact on you or have already, starting with a solution to a problem at restaurants at number five, Victoria.
I know. We're starting our tech week off with an anti-tech story.
Yes.
One chef at a restaurant in New York City called Hearth has decided, he's been contemplating for a while, how can he get people to just enjoy the food, enjoy each other's company, and get off the phone. And so he said he tried various things, like having people check their phones at the door, and then that gets complicated, and people don't want to give over their phones, and things like that. So he came up with a really cute, kitschy kind of idea. He found a bunch of old cigar boxes, and he found other type of vintage boxes on Etsy and, you know, marketplaces. And so he puts one box on each table, and so people come in, and like any other restaurant, they get seated, they get their menus, and then they realize that there's this old little box sitting on the table. So, of course, everyone's always curious. Everyone opens up the box, and then there's a note inside the box that says, please enjoy some solitude, and please please enjoy your dining experience. And this box is for your cell phones should you wish to unplug for a meal. And he said 6 out of 10 diners are now actually using these boxes. So it, I think this is becoming a trend. A lot of restaurants have banned cell phones. You can't talk on them.
Good.
They can't stop people from texting. But still, it is really discouraging when you look around a restaurant and people aren't even talking to each other. Everyone's just on their phone. So, you know, it really does take away, especially when you go for a really nice, you know, dinner or dining experience.
Yep, it sure does. All right, let's move into number 4 position here with a focus on IKEA.
So IKEA bought TaskRabbit. TaskRabbit is a website and app where you hire rabbits, people, to do all sorts of different tasks. If you need someone to run to the drugstore for you and pick up some pharmaceuticals or whatever you need, every little thing is covered by TaskRabbit, including putting together IKEA furniture, which, as anyone who's ever put together IKEA furniture knows, it can be the bane of your existence. And so now it makes perfect sense in a lot of ways that IKEA has bought TaskRabbit, since the majority of TaskRabbit users are actually using it to put together IKEA furniture. So IKEA says that this is part of their way to understand their customer better. They want to learn from TaskRabbit's digital expertise, and they say that they're in the future they will probably be incorporating TaskRabbit into their IKEA shopping experience in some sort of meaningful way. It may be a TaskRabbit person goes to IKEA for you, picks up the whatever it is that you need, delivers it, and puts it together all in one. So it saves, you know, another big step.
In Europe, another big fine for another one of our big companies, the tech companies.
Well, yeah, Apple and now Amazon have both been fined for not paying enough taxes internationally. Amazon has now been asked to pay by the EU $294 million. They're saying that they basically avoided paying taxes thanks to some benefits that Luxembourg illegally gave them. So, and Apple was up against Ireland, and that was in the billions. That was $15 billion they were accused of having in unpaid taxes. So the EU feels that they're missing out on a lot of tax revenue. And of course, in the States, these are American companies that are over in Europe because of the tax benefits. So this is probably going to end up changing, and there's going to be new legislation, I'm sure.
Yep. All right, number 2, a focus on Facebook.
Facebook estimates that 10 million people in the U.S. saw at least one politically charged ad during the campaign that was purchased by Russian-linked accounts. They at first said that it was $100,000 worth of ads. Now it looks like it's actually more after the special counsel Robert Mueller issued a warrant and looked into all of this. And the ads were very divisive. They were all political and social issues like LGBTQ matters, race, immigration, gun rights. So Facebook says that they're going to continue to work with the special counsel.
And the number 1 item this week.
Yahoo, of course, who had the massive data breach in 2013, turns out it was far more extensive than anyone previously knew. They had actually said it was 1 billion of their customers were affected. It turns out 3 billion user accounts were affected. Verizon, who now owns Yahoo, is just looking into this, still trying to figure it out. And so Verizon, they're now called Oath. That's the new name of the Yahoo unit. They basically said that the information from Yahoo Fantasy Sports, which was their biggest platform, Yahoo Email, Tumblr, and Flickr, that pretty much anyone who used those sites, your data was compromised. So, once again, like Equifax, freeze all of your accounts.
There you go. The tech report for the folks in Nashville listening in Providence and Norfolk, Jacksonville, Greensboro, hello. Okay, there it is, the overview of the top stories from the world of technology this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.